For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. After the pomp and circumstance of college graduation day, most graduates turn their focus to finding a job. Some schools are giving students a head start on their peers by letting them begin working in their field of study while they're taking classes.
If you're talking a job that's 3 to 6 months and you can do it, in some places you can do it multiple times, and you can really get a plethora of experience that you just can't get in another way.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. She'll explain how these students juggle a job and their studies and how earnings from job programs could put financial aid in jeopardy. That's next.
If you reminisce about the good old days when tax compliance was merely absurdly complex, it's time. Yes, it's time for Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software automatically integrates with hundreds of accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems like yours. Simply put, Avalara is tax compliance done right. Find out more at avalara.com/WSJ. That's avalara.com/WSJ.
Some college students looking to enter the workforce can get a leg up before they even graduate. Programs called college-sponsored cooperative education, or co-op programs, allow students to alternate between working classes. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk is on the line with us to discuss the pros and cons of these programs. So, Cheryl, the competition for jobs out of college is fierce. How does a co-op help students?
Well, the thing about co-ops is that they tend to be longer than maybe an internship or a summer job. And so if you're talking a job that's 3 to 6 months and you can do it, in some places you can do it multiple times, and you can really get a plethora of experience that you just can't get in another way.
And these job experiences would happen while the student is enrolled at school, right?
That's correct. Although they may not be taking classes at the time, some schools allow you to take classes, a class or two. The policies depend on the school, but you certainly wouldn't have a full workload while you're doing this co-op opportunity.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions for students to ask here. Like, for example, would the co-op require them to suspend their studies? And it could actually extend the student's enrollment from 4 to 5 years in some cases.
That's true. Although in some cases, in some schools, you're not going to actually pay extra for that. It's kind of I'll call it prorated, so that you're actually not paying more, because some of these schools say that you don't have to actually pay tuition costs while you're on the co-op. So you have to ask that question to see whether or not staying longer is going to cost you more in the long run.
And another question to ask would be about the salary paid by the co-op experience.
Typically, co-ops are paid full-time work experience, but it really depends on the school and on the job. Some jobs are going to pay more than others. Some people pay less, obviously. It really depends. And the other thing is even sometimes when a school calls it a co-op, it may be more like an internship, or a school calls it an internship, it may be more like a co-op. The terms are used somewhat interchangeably sometimes. The students really, really just need to know to ask questions about what the specific opportunity is.
Now, the money they earn from these co-op jobs, they can apply those earnings to their tuition.
Absolutely. And that's a big win for these students as well.
How does a student in the college sort out the amount of time that'll be spent working?
Most of them have programs that are pretty well defined. And I guess it would depend on the employer. Each employer and each school is going to have different programs to define how these co-ops work. It's going to be very school specific and even employer specific.
And have students been able to turn the co-op experience into success in their field? Is there a track record here?
Many students have. I've talked to a couple people who said that they really recommend these because it gets you a foot in the door to work with these companies. And in cases where it's a mutual fit, then there could be opportunities for the student to extend that to a full-time role after they graduate. Another benefit to students is there's only a small number of students doing this. It's really something like maybe 10% of students get these kinds of opportunities or take advantage of these kinds of opportunities. And so with such a small pool, really whatever, you stand out when you do this type of thing.
Is there a broad spectrum of experience here? Almost any field of study would have some sort of work tied to it through a co-op?
It depends on the school. Some schools only offer it to, say, engineering students. So you really have to check out the schools. About 60 schools have a formal cooperative education or co-op program, but it really depends on the school what they offer. So if you're interested in a particular school, you should certainly find out how that program works at that school. The other thing to remember is that schools sometimes offer programs that aren't really formal co-ops, but they still have maybe a longer internship or things like that. And it's still any kind of experience that a student can get while in school is beneficial.
Now, this is real-world work experience, no doubt, but the student might also face some real-world expenses also tied to these jobs.
That's true. Of course, that has to be balanced with the idea that they are making money at the job, but there could be extra expenses if you decide to live off campus, for example, or if some co-ops are actually overseas, and so there might be additional expenses in that case. And the other thing is if you wear jeans and a t-shirt all the time at college and or in your, during your classes, but for the you have to dress more formally, so you may need a new wardrobe, expenses like that.
Would earnings from a co-op program affect a student's eligibility for financial aid?
That's a little bit tricky. The income is not counted. However, if you anything that you have left over in your savings account afterwards is counted as a student asset. So the income doesn't count, but it's counted as a student asset for purposes of financial aid. But the student really has to balance that with the idea that they really are making what could be a substantial amount of money. So even if it does affect aid because they still have the money in their account, for example, it really you need to weigh that against the idea that they really are making a significant amount of money that could actually help them.
And how about scholarships? Is there any kind of an impact there?
So that's just going to be a specific question for a scholarship provider. There could be, there may not be. So if a student is getting a scholarship, they should check with the scholarship provider to see what, if any, effect it will have.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk on the line with us. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.